fellow podcast turd listeners. Chris 200, audio on demand for February 23rd, 2006. And, that was a little Van Halen. I don't know why I started recording this afternoon. But I thought I should. The saga continues with the computer. I don't know if I updated you last time on it, but supposed to call today within 24 to 48 hours. I haven't got a call yet, and I believe their 48 hours is up at 7 o'clock. And that's when I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them back at 7 o'clock tonight and say, hey, what's the deal? You haven't called me yet. I've done some more extensive research on the internet about it. Seems like some other people are having some people have had this same problem, but nobody's posted a solution to what they did to solve it. The problem I'm having is when I plug basically the basic cable from the wall into the back of the computer, it's not picking up any signals. And, oh shit. Mr. Warner Truck. So anyway, I'm not picking up any signals. And, actually tonight I'm going to reconfigure it so that it records probably the Olympics. I can't get it to record. I need a VCR to record on my computer. What it does is, what I do is I turn the computer to channel 3 and then use the VCR to push out the video, and then I record it that way. So, I'm going to give that a shot. The bad thing about that is it gives you some phony hokey titles for the program that you do. I'm going to try that, see if I can burn it down to a DVD, see what happens. Whole freaking thing probably won't work, but what the hell. Wife called, she wants to go out to eat tonight. It's fine with me. So I don't know where we're going to go, what the plan is. Last week I had an awesome pasta dish over at Anthony's on Friday. I think it was Friday we went to Anthony's. I had like an Alfredo chicken, grilled chicken penne or mostaccioli with tomatoes and mushrooms and artichokes. I think I added a salad to that. Yeah, that's the same sort of truck that went by me this morning. My mother-in-law had, or M.I.L. had, mother-in-law had the shrimp with, I think, some sort of soup, which tasted exactly the same as the soup that she had last time there. Salty and beefy. Father-in-law, he went for the big guns and got the whiskey ribeye with a glass of wine. I think my wife had the prime rib there, which looks pretty good. I think that's what I had there last time. And the boy had fruit plate. Because he didn't even finish that. The fruit was good. I tried some of it. So I don't know. I'm not really in the mood for Mexican. I'm kind of burned out on Mexican. Today, Thursday. Maybe we'll go to Just in Time. I know they're open today. They're open tonight. I think that's where we'll go. Just in Time's just a little cafe breakfast, lunch type place. I think it's only open breakfast and lunch. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think it's open till 8. I have an evening meal there. Yeah, and, I think they do pretty good business. I know, been in there for breakfast. It's been, you know, kind of busy. Pretty good food. Pretty good, plain old home cooked type meals, I guess. Kind of place I've been looking for in a town that's, you know, just riddled with Applebee's and Chili's and God, whatever else there is out there. Fazoli's, Pizza Slut, what else? A lot of Fazoli's. Even the old Chicago's kind of blasé to me. Although they do have some pretty good salads. What else is there? Maybe I can talk her into going to Red Lobster, but that's kind of expensive. Be a good day to do that. Holy Christ! Doing a little mileage study with the car, so I'm only going 66 miles an hour. I probably could kick it up. But, I can get home and then back. Let's see, what am I at here? 286. Let's see, 90 times 3 is 270. So I've gone 3 trips back and forth to Lincoln on this tank of gas. And I'm between a quarter and a half a tank. Yeah, and of course, between a quarter and a half a tank, everything is accelerated as far as gas on the dial there. So I'm going 66. Found that I'm gonna turn up the air in here.
Get a little dried out, parched.
In the Buick, it. Runs most efficient right around 60, 65 miles an hour. After that, you're really burning more gas than you need to. And since this one here calls for premium fuel only, I pretty much gotta stick to it at 65, unless I'm in a hurry, of course. It's that Honda with the PCP tag. PCP 483, I believe it was. Nebraska plate. I think you can look that up somewhere. They used to give out books. I don't know if it was insurance companies or telephone companies or who it was, but in Nebraska, I've probably talked about this before. In all the counties except for 3, now, it used to be all the counties, first 2 digits, or first digit, before the dash, tells you what county the vehicle is registered in. So if it's a 10, it would be Platte. Let's see. 7 would be Madison. Let's see, what else is there? See, I lived in 6 would be Saunders. Polk is 41, Butler's 25, blah, 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 blah. Here's another one. What's this one? I think that's 16. 14, that's Hastings or Adams County. And then the 3 most populous counties are, 3 digits, 3 characters and 3 digits. OQU396 is a silver van. And that's Sarpy, Lancaster, and of course Douglas. It's Omaha. Lancaster is Lincoln, and Sarpy is Papillion, La Vista, Bellevue, Springfield. I think that's about it in Sarpy County. Gretna. So you can't... I think that was Professor Paul. So you can't tell who... Here we go. Woohoo! You can't tell where people are from. They have a Lincoln plate. Or... Omaha plate. Or a Sarpy County plate. Or, you know they're from one of those three counties. It looks like Professor Paul. His Audi. Like a woman. I'm gonna back it off. I'm going 85 trying to catch this guy. Probably is Professor Paul. 945. Oh, that really drained the gas. Shouldn't do that again. Listen to Hate the Radio show podcast today. They played some of their first podcasts, and it sounded like they had two shows that they combined into one, and one was with Frank Edward Nora of the Overnight Scape, and one of the guys from Hate the Radio. I listen to Hate the Radio here and there, but I don't know who's who. I know who Pomp is.
He's the guy that talks like this.
And then the other two, I don't know. I went to their website. Jesus Christ, I should not have done that at work. Big frickin' vaginal lip action right on the front of their page. Let's see, what else is new today? Found out Google's got a web page doohickey to see you can create your own web page. I don't know what the purpose of that is. It's kind of cool. I guess you can't paste things into it. You can't use it for blogging. I don't quite know what the deal is there, but I have a feeling that it will mesh into something else very nicely. One thing that they don't have is a photo deal. So maybe they'll do a photo deal. I don't know. Who knows? You know what? Screw this. I am... fuck. I don't know what to do. Put it up to 75, blow the gas off, and then kind of get a skewed idea of what my mileage is, or just say the hell with it and do that another time. And I say the hell with it. Everybody's past me. I want to get the hell home. Kicking her up to 75. 78 miles an hour. Oh, I also listened to a new cast today. Listened to some of Rachel Kahn or Rachel Kahn. Rachel Kahn. If you listen to Madge, one of her associates. So Rachel Kahn, and she's an interesting personality, I guess. I don't know what else to say about her. I don't know much about her. Looks like she's some sort of poet or communications type person. I think she might even be some sort of professor or something. I don't know. is me, woe is me. Life's a bitch and then you die. I think that's what my deal was with today. I think Madge kind of inspired me. Madge was driving down the highway, just kind of blubbering all down the road. You know, I think I was... Nah, I'm probably not. See, I was probably one of the first casters that does a driving cast. That's probably not true. I think I heard some other ones before me, but primarily all of my recordings are on the road. Using a little gadget here, 4 or 5 years old. Still works pretty good. Works good to... Works with Pocket MAME too, which is kind of interesting. If anybody knows anything about MAME emulation, it's pretty cool. Well, this Beamer passed me. Now I'm going to pass the Beamer again. A 3-2-3. White. She's talking on the phone. OOL131 is that one. Hey, maybe we could play. Maybe we could play license plate bingo online. Now, wouldn't that be fun? PIA296. How would I do that? Nope, not gonna do it. Be too much of a maintenance hassle on my end to figure out what's what and who's got what, blah, 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 blah. Have to go back and listen to all this crap. Figure out which ones are which. I don't want to do that. Hell, I don't even listen to this crap. I just upload it and process it, produce it, and then shove it up onto the internets and let you, all 18 of you folks, listen to this crap. There's Mr. Werner that about ran me off the road. Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to get gas when I get home. Now, do I go with premium or non-premium? That's the big question. Me and my luxury mobile here. It's kind of like quasi-luxury. It's a freaking small-ass car. It's got leather seats. It's got a fairly nice stereo. I wasn't too crazy about it in the beginning, but I think I've fell in love with that a little bit more than I thought I would. It's got a kicking, slamming system. I mean, it's a lot louder than what I have in the Buick. And, of course, they're both just factory. Turn it down here so we don't get crucified by Trooper Friendly here. Trooper... Yeah, here in Nebraska, Trooper Friendly was cunnilingus-eyeing a 14-year-old girl or something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Some sort of sexual assault deal with a younger gal. Girl, I should say. I don't know what the hell's going on. Really wish I could try out this microphone for the phone. Does anybody know a way to use a headphone jack and a pocket PC as a mic input? I would think you'd be able to, but what the hell do I know? I should look and see if you can get a microphone for your pocket PC. this god-awful microwave popcorn and it stuck in my teeth. A pain in the ass. OWU 278 F-150 Ford pickup maroon. OYM 882 Dodge Dakota pickup. Boy, they got quite the operation going on here at the Platte River. I'm going over the bridge right now. Putting in bridge pilings, and Jesus, they got a lot of pilings going in today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cranes in the river. 7 cranes in the river. Reaver. Well, there's Mr. Werner again that about ran my ass over. 98126. Appointed, I think. Or appointment? What the hell does it say? OWC025, that's a Geo Prism. PBT674, Nissan Frontier. OKN857, Volkswagen. That's another truck. Ganey Transport. 11-319-52. That, I believe, is a Nebraska plate. Still got the Beamer behind me. I'm now reaching about a quarter tank, just a hair above the line. I didn't do my gear check this evening. 032MZB, that's an Iowa plate. That does not count. Same convention, though. Same sort of convention, I should say. Got another one here. Ooh, Alexis 9-B4. They're from either Grand Island or Kearney. I can never keep those straight. There's another Iowa plate. C49 a Saturn. That's a Butler County car. The Honda behind me. You know, I'm driving a Honda now, and I notice more and more Hondas going up down the road than I did before. It's kind of funny how that happens. Oh, that whore's off her phone. OOL131, BMW 323i. Here we go, kicking it up to 75. Watch, I'm going to end up passing the Beamer again. She's kicking it up too, I guess. Let's see, what do I have here? There's a Ford OWN791 and a Volvo PNZ164. All these people are from Lincoln or Omaha. I'm probably going back to Omaha. I'll have to get over here. What in the hell are they doing there? PHA950, that's a Honda. Almost like they're putting in some sort of watershed thing back there. I don't know what that's all about. Oh, here's Mr. Werner truck I'm going past again. It's a brother. A brother driving a truck. 29B430. A Chevy Blazer. It's kind of funny. My brother used to do, one of my brothers, I should say, used to like to do a little bit of drinking in high school, and there was many a times that they would abandon everything and jump into a cornfield. The sheriff's office would be calling my dad's house. Yeah, if you had a car stolen, this car comes up under your name. It's out here in the middle of nowhere. Looks like it was abandoned. I'm not sure if it's stolen or what, but I'm going to check with you. We'll tow it in 24 hours. Of course, my brother and his compatriots are out in the sticks somewhere, hiding out from the cops, and, you know. Kind of funny. There's an Edsel sitting in there. Oh, there's a big stink saw on the... Well, I don't know how big of a stink it is, but... The interchange I just passed there. The highway beautification... Whatever. There was two semi-trailers there. One might have been painted, one was tarped up with some sort of a billboard advertisement for one thing or another. They have both disappeared. The tarp off of one is gone, and then the other one, the whole thing is gone. So evidently there's some sort of rules, and if you don't follow them, you can lose your federal funding. So they were policing that. I'm not sure what the deal is. But if it's like right on the highway, right on the interstate, it has to be like, I don't know, what, 6 or 8 inch letters, a certain font, pretty plain Jane advertising, like Air and Space Museum. I don't even know that sign's there anymore. I think it was white sign with black letters. PAH286. It's a Chevy HHR. But anyway, yeah, you can't have any sort of fancy sign showing off your destination or whatever. But then you got all these crazy billboards. A lot of them been out there for years. They never change. And I don't know what the rules are on billboards. Maybe if they're so many feet off the highway, it's not a big deal. Most of them are. Well, no, you know, there's quite a few that are just right on the highway too. Right along Lincoln there, there are a few. Going past the old pumpkin patch, Vala's pumpkin patch. Can't believe I've not wedged this thing up yet with this recording. Almost made it all the way home on this recording. Probably crank this one down to 56K. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and I'll wrap this up. It's Chris 200 with Audio On Demand. See you later.